Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are when you're listening to this particular audio boom. It's Jerry, and I just figured I'd give you guys a couple updates. I haven't done this in quite a while, so I figured I'd go ahead and do some updates. First update would be about Leader Dog. For those of you who are not in my Leader Dog folder, keeping an eye on the progress. Everything has been submitted, and it will be up for review on October 27th, which is kind of interesting because when I applied 3 years ago to two different schools, neither one of them gave a, hey, here's when we're going to review your stuff or whatever the case may be. In fact, both schools, I never even got my medical part submitted, and they, well, as you would have seen back then, I was denied by both. However, I appealed one of them and was then approved. But at any rate, I hadn't even gotten my medical in. This time, what Leader does differently is they wait until everything is in, and then they run it through, you know, their board and everything. So wish me luck on that. It goes to the board the October 27th. I could find out as early as at the end of that day, but who knows, maybe a couple days later. I don't know. Another update. I'm back to using Windows 10. I've resigned myself to the fact that Microsoft ain't going to leave me alone. And quite frankly, I just don't like fighting with my operating system as far as, no, I don't want this update. No, I don't want this update. No, I don't. Fuck it. No. So I just went to Windows 10. And I don't know if this is a JAWS issue or a screen reader in general issue. I think it's just a JAWS issue. I think I'm going to run some tests today. And quite frankly, how no one has come across some of these bugs, I'll never know. Okay? And how some of these bugs even exist, I'll never know. All I know is in Windows 7, they don't occur. For example, pressing Alt-Enter on a file doesn't, a lot of the time, give me the properties. It gives me the ribbon. Also, Alt-F4, sometimes it works. Other times I have to press it 3, 4, 5 times. And for those of you who don't believe me, ask my girlfriend. She's heard it through Team Talk several times. Let me see. It's probably going to make a liar out of me, but let me see if I could just real quickly here. I'm going to go to a file just because I can. Let's see here. So I'm going to go to a file. And that mic's in my way. All right, so I'm going to press Alt-Enter on this file.
The access of awesome 4 ports 2008, MP3 properties dialog.
Of course, now it's going to make a liar out of me. Now it's going to make a liar out of me.
The access of awesome 4 ports 2008.
Of course, it's going to make a liar. It's kind of like the car, you know. Let's see here.
MHTML file, see user cam and Jerry.
And Alt-F4 is going to work for me now, too. You know what? Screw it. It's kind of like the car you take into the shop. You're trying to show the mechanic that it's doing this knocking noise, but yet it won't do it for you. So whether you believe me or not, I don't care. It does happen, and I have witnesses who've seen it. I understand it's not reliable. It's not something you can say, okay, step one, do this, step two, do this, step three, do this, because it doesn't always happen. But still, regardless, it's annoying when it does happen. So I don't know how that's happening or why. I can't believe that I'm the only one who sees it, but oh well. Munewer, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name, he's even having issues where sometimes Alt-Tabbing, I guess, crashes JAWS or something. I don't know. And I don't know, but at any rate, I guess it's just what we have to live with considering Microsoft wants to force this on us, even though it's, you know, for the most part, yes, Windows 10 is good. I like it, but And like I said, I really don't think it's a Windows 10 issue. I think it's a screen reader issue. It seems to be a JAWS issue. Like I said, I'm going to test it today because I've got Windows and I've got NVDA. So I'll test it with them and see what happens. Go from there. I know Windows seems to be a little sluggish when you're in Windows Explorer, unlike NVDA and or JAWS. Go figure. I'm going to attempt to do a show tonight, and we do have an article provided by my mom, so that'll be at least one thing that'll be on the show tonight. Could see 32 degrees later tonight. So, actually, no, they're saying 29 now that I think about it. It was 39 last night / this morning, and then 29 later tonight. So, there you go. Other than that, I think you're updated on just about everything, so I will go ahead and end this recording for now. But if you're not in my guide dog folder and you wish to be, simply get a hold of me via DM on Twitter if you're following me. And from what I understand, sometimes if you're not following me, you can still do it. At any rate, just get a hold of me on Twitter and let me know if you want to be in via Dropbox or via BT Sync. I'm not using Sync thing. That thing just doesn't work for me and it doesn't like me. I have it here. I just am not using it. But at any rate, if you want to be in via Dropbox, simply DM me with your email address. Also, if you want to be in via BT Sync, just let me know that you want to be in via BT Sync and I'll send you the read-only key. You can also email me, jamminjerry2011@gmail.com. That's jamminjerry2011 @gmail.com. And let me know there as well if you're not following me on Twitter. At any rate, take care and have a wonderful day, you guys.